Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast.
I do not know where this conversation is going to go, and I enjoy that. All right. Hey, welcome. Wednesday afternoon, David Unsupervised. I'm glad to be here with you guys. Got some exciting stuff to cover with you, taking a kind of a breakout from our normal day and routine and talking about some stuff I think that'll be important, that'll be urgent, that'll be actionable items. I know a lot of people are piping in lately saying, man, what can I do? I'm hearing all these exciting things. You feel like you're at the, you know, it's almost like the buildup to a Super Bowl. I've been privileged the last couple of years. My Chiefs have been in the last two Super Bowls after a long drought. It seems like those days waiting up to the actual game when something's happening, you kind of get tired of the talking about getting ready to talk about and the talk about getting ready and kind of just in a circular roundabout. And like, when do we actually get to do something? When can we take action? When's something going to happen? You know, and I think there's a lot of people thinking that. So anyways, thank you for joining us here on this live. If you're watching this in the future after it's been posted up, I'm so thankful to you for being a part of this community, for being a part of this movement, for being a patriot, for loving your country. You know, we started this simply because we love our country. I got a new granddaughter, just turned 1 year old, and I want her to have the same kind of country, you know, that we grew up in, that has the opportunity for anybody to be able to come from nowhere and go to somewhere based on the merits of your own effort, your own work ethic. And if you choose not to, the other beautiful thing about our country and about America, if you choose to put your feet up and chill out and just kind of cash it in and go to work and come home and do the minimum, then it's like, man, you can still have a pretty good life here. You know, if you travel the world, it's a pretty good life. And if you choose to do a little bit more, you know, it's just a great place to be. So we all get to participate in something called freedom. And right now we're at a place where we're protecting it. So I want to talk to you. Hey, Debbie, thanks for being in here. I want to talk to you just a little bit about what are some actionable items that we can be doing. This last weekend, we were really blessed to be a part of an event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, give us some comments down below if you guys watched some of the live. It was rebroadcast, I think, Ann Vanderstill, and I think Right Side Broadcasting. I know Own was there. A lot of people were part of this event, this Health and Freedom Conference. Show you a picture of it. The kind of speaker lineup, you know, was just incredible. You know, we had an interview with Clay Clark just a little while back. It's in our YouTube playlist. I'll show you that here in just a second. Talking about some things that are going on, but some of the most brilliant minds in our world, from the medical community, from the political community, from the business world, there were multiple billionaires there, people who've started companies. There was the Patrick Byrne, and there was lots of, you know, military leaders, military generals, General Flynn. There's lots of, you know, some of the brightest minds from all of these different worlds. And then Stacy and I kind of slip in the cracks, you know, as well. Our son Colton was with us, and you're just kind of looking around and you're thinking, man, everybody here is playing an important part, you know, in our country. What's up, Kilowatt? How you doing on the East Coast? It was an incredible event. And I want to talk to you just a little bit about that, because from that event came some very actionable items. I want to make sure that we capture this and don't waste it. You know, I said there's that anticipation, like waiting for a Super Bowl, and it's like, I'm ready for kickoff. I want there to be something to happen. But it's also very easy for all of us to get caught into a funk where you're sort of become a hopium junkie, you know, where you're like kind of live towards the next big thing of like, okay, you know, where's another event, and I'm getting my fix. I'm getting, you know, I'm getting enough to keep me going until the next event. And that's important. We do need that for our own personal event, but this army needs to be growing. It goes from just, hey, I got my fix. I got some good ideas. I was exposed to some great people. And now how do I share that? How do I expand that? How do I move on? So we want to talk about that a little bit today. I'm going to be doing some new technology. We've improved our setup here. We even got a new computer. We got a, if you could see our setup here, it's starting to look like we know what we're doing. So I'm going to be sharing some things with you guys today. But at this event, we were able to be at an event on the Thursday night before, less than 200 people. And in there's everybody from like Mark Victor Hansen, the chicken soup guy. There was, General Flynn. There was Mike Lindell. There was, you know, Patrick Byrne. There was Man, I'm just trying to think of all the different people. There was Melissa Tate, you know, people that you've seen, you know, on Candace Owens' podcast and just different people. So these conversations, you begin to put together a common thread between a lot of these people and what they're all individually doing in private. And I think what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma this past weekend is it brought all those people together, and it went from being like, you know, a finger by itself is strong, but it'd be hard for me to punch through sheetrock with just my finger. But if I put my fingers together and I could make a fist, I could punch through a board. I could punch through sheetrock. Individual fingers get broken, but when they come together and form a fist, they get strong. And that's kind of what I see happening is lots of people are coming together, and you are a part of that. If you're watching this right now, you jumped on the live, somebody shared this with you, somebody sent this to you in a text message, there's something in here you're supposed to get. And you're not meant to be a finger out here flapping alone. You're meant to come together. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you can do to strengthen your position in controlling some of the outcomes around you, some of the outcomes in your own life, and some of the outcomes for our country. And we all play a role. One other just observation I'll just share with you guys. I'd love to have your questions. Pop them on here if I can, you know, kind of interact with you guys as we do this. That's kind of what this live episode on Wednesdays is about. But you look at the stories of our founding fathers, and Washington was had been a general and, you know, had some you know, background there. But for the most part, they were business people, farmers. They were people that believed in a cause, and it wasn't 100% of all people that lived on this continent. It was less than a third of Americans were actually in favor of, hey, let's kick the British out. There's another third that's like, you know, hey, that's where we came from. Those are our people. Let's keep it cool with them. There's another third that just couldn't care less one way or another. They're like, I just want to take care of my farm and do my thing. But there was another third that says, no, these freedoms we talk about don't come from a king in another country. These freedoms aren't given to me by a government. These freedoms come from God because I was created in his image. And they thought that was worth fighting for. And they're regular people. And that's what I saw around this weekend. You know, obviously Flynn's kind of like a Washington, General Flynn, you know, military background. But right now he's just a regular dude who loves his grandkids and wants to make sure all of them know the Constitution and what it's about. They're regular people, the Patrick Byrne and the Mike Lindell, people that have a lot, that built it up and they benefited from this country. But they're not just closing the door behind them like a lot of wealthy do and protect their wealth, build a moat around it, and let the zombies fight amongst themselves. They're actually taking all their chips, putting them on the table and saying, hey, I want to be a part of saving what we have from this Marxist coup that's been going on in our country. So got to watch myself here, because some of the platforms this thing goes on to are not very, very friendly towards free speech, which is kind of why I'm doing this. If they would have left free speech alone, I don't even know that we would have been motivated to even do what we're doing. But when they started attacking that, I'm like, man, once you eliminate free speech, that's very easy for tyrants to take over throughout history. So I look at those guys and they're regular people. So if you're sitting here listening to this today and you think, man, I'm just a regular people, you're in good company, because that is what this is all about. It's about coming together and everybody doing their part. We say regularly on this, a lot of people were looking over this last year, last 4 years, for Donald Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. And I think what we found out, it's about 80 million of us doing one thing to save our country. And today your one thing might be listening to this. You know, tomorrow your one thing might be sharing this with someone else. So I want to talk to you a little bit about how to take some of these tools and make them available. I'm really blessed to have gotten to know Clay Clark. I think that's a partnership that's almost a divine connection. Our paths seemed to have overlapped a lot in the past, and we just never connected. And he is a fire that I want to dedicate as much energy to throwing gas on as possible. He's doing things right. And if you don't know about Clay Clark, I'm going to show you how to find him. I'm going to go to a share screen right now. So I want to show you a little bit about how to know what Clay Clark is doing. And I think Clay is a business guy. He started probably 15 or 16, I think, multi-million dollar businesses, and he mentors and coaches. Just a high energy dude. You can hear his story on our podcast, and I'll show you how to find that in a second. But if you go to rumble.com and you can put into search Thrive Time Show. Now, he does a podcast. I think he's done maybe 1,700 episodes on his podcast over the last 4 or 5 years. But if you go to rumble.com, and I know a lot of people are really, I mean, I'm broadcasting live right now on YouTube. I think it's fantastic. But you've really got to think about what are the platforms that are supporting your beliefs, that are supporting free speech, that are allowing you to continue to operate as a free citizen. There are 2,000 people in China right now that are in jail because they said something that the government didn't like. I could do a whole show just on that, but we got to think about the differences between our legal system and what's happening on our social media platforms and what's happening in communist regimes, places where you have to go underground and hide out to even have a church. Okay. We're seeing in Canada, you know, churches being barricaded, fences built around them and being occupied by police that churches aren't even allowed to open. And so I'm not being over dramatic in saying you need to be aware of how to stay in contact with great information in the days to come. Rumble is a place that seems to be doing a good job at protecting it. We'll talk about Mike Lindell's space here in a second as well. But on Rumble, if you go to Thrive Time Show, there's a tremendous amount of content. And I just want to speak to you ones that are out there that are like, well, it's kind of clunky and it's easier to share. And I like the next video suggestion on YouTube and all this kind of stuff. Well, I can tell you, Rumble right now is a lot better than YouTube was at the same place in the timeline. So work with it. Give it some time to kind of grow. I'm going to show you on here. So what Clay's doing is taking the clips from the event and splicing them up into individual segments. He's doing this for free. I say included. We bought tickets to go to the event, so I guess they're included for the world because of the event itself. But he's, instead of just pocketing all this money at his own time and effort and with his staff, is taking the individual segments and put them in an isolated pocket. So you don't have to send someone a 2-day video. You can send them 1-hour segment. Most of the speakers that I mentioned earlier, spoken, you know, Sidney Powell, all these different people spoken like 20-minute segments. So it's tight, crisp, every 20 minutes. Some of them were 15, some of them were 5. Ian Smith from Attila's Gym in New Jersey was there, and he's going to be a guest on our show here shortly. Patrick Byrne's going to be a guest on our show in the next few days. Leah Dundas is going to be on Thursday. So a lot of these speakers we're going to have on for a little bit longer format conversations, but inside of this Rumble channel, you got 20-minute episodes of killer information. I want to give you just a feel for it. Then we're going to talk about what to do real quickly, because these are the arrows that go in your quiver. So let me show you kind of how this works. I'm just going to scoot through here. I'm going to show you Mike Lindell here. I mean, Clay does a first-class job with the editing, with the cutting, with the graphics. Rhema Bible Institute, you know, did a lot with him as well as far as the equipment and things available. But let me play this short video for you here. And refresh. We're using a sharing software here. This is not Rumble's fault. It's actually our studio. And one more time. Give it 1 second. Because that is going to come up. It's just requesting it from there. Colton, I'll have to pop over to our YouTube and show them that real quick while this refreshes. Yeah. That's good. Okay. All right. This is a live show. So this is what we do. Here we go.
He said, you know, this ex-crack addict.
Emily, I want to show you this introduction.
His fortune, his finances, his time. There is a man at the tip of the spear who is fighting back all day, every day, devoting his family, his fortune, his finances, his time, his energy, his reputation, everything to fight for election integrity. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great honor to introduce to you a man who's sacrificing everything to save this country. Please stand to your feet as we introduce Mr. Michael Lindell!
I want to show you guys, there's almost 5,000 people. This was a sold out event. There were more people that were not allowed to get tickets because they didn't have them than actually attended it. maskless, which is fascinating. You need to hear from these doctors that talk, that share data of what's going on in our country from a health perspective. But the energy and camaraderie that was in that room was so invigorating. So kind of keep, I just want to show you this just to get the vibe for the energy of what happened in Tulsa.
Let's give the glory to Jesus. That's it. I'm going to just tell a current, what currently we're in right now. I just want to do a quick shout out to Jimmy Kimmel.
So I'm going to stop it there. If you want to find out what he had to say about Jimmy Kimmel, you can go to rumble.com/ThriveTime Show. And check that out and go to Clay's channel there. So it's put in Mike Lindell. It's Michael Lindell speaks at Clay Clark's Health and Freedom Conference. But if you go to Thrive Time Show, Business School Without the BS, that is the Rumble channel. Subscribe on there. I'll give you one other to subscribe to while we're here. That is share screen back. Flyover Conservatives has a presence on Rumble as well. Now we're migrating our content over there. But if you want to know about the grid and what's going on with that, what happened in Texas, why it got shut down, why that's a vulnerability, why our grid is really sitting in the palm of the Chinese hand right now and is controlled by them, which it is. If you want to see that, a documentary about Trump, this is the directors, the Trump I know, about the women that have surrounded Trump at all of his companies as it's been built. That interview is on there. A mathematical equation, a search for the truth. Edward Solomon is a mathematician who breaks down the algorithms of the last competition we had on November the 3rd. Interviews with Juan O'Savin. I'm going to show you a specific one here, though. Answers to the questions we are all asking with Colonel Phil Waldron. Now, it's over 2 hours long, but he breaks down what is a color revolution. Everything. He touches little bits on interviews. You see General Phil Waldron. He's the one that's brought in for credibility for pretty much every speaker, every state, every, you know, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada. He's the one that's brought in as the authoritative figure on cyber warfare and what's going on in our country. This is what gives them an opportunity to show you what happened, when we really knew about it, and what's been done about it, okay? Important information. It's a little frustrating. You might make you swear and cuss a little bit, but it's good stuff to know. So that's on our Rumble channel. Again, share screen on our YouTube. You go to Flyover Conservatives on YouTube and just go to, see right here where it says videos, right here, videos, bam, hit videos. And you can scroll through those same things as well. All of our live shows, interviews in the past, reaction videos like Lauren Boebert, all these kind of things are on here. This is the Clay Clark video I was talking about, where Clay breaks down some of the specifics that led towards him having that event in Tulsa this last week. But I'm going to scroll down a little further. Several, you see Juan O'Savin, there's different interviews on here. Johnny and Elizabeth Enlow, this is one of our favorite interviews we've ever done. And the reason I'm showing you all these things, because these are arrows in your quiver, not your kids. Like the Bible says, these are actual weapons for you to be able to use in a mental warfare. We are digital soldiers. It's your thumbs that are battling right now. And this Colonel Phil Waldron interview that you see right there, called Answers to the Questions We Are All Asking, that is one you need to weaponize. You need to share. You need to learn it. That eye candy next there, it's our trainer, Ryan Waters. Great interview about somebody who had the courage to stop enforcing mask policy at a gym in Kansas City. So, all right. So popping back out of that, that's what I wanted to show you on that. Here's why I'm showing you those things. Because I'm just going to tell you, we've spent 25 years as business owners. We've ran events from 200-300 people to 25,000 people. We've been in every different phase of marketing, building, rebuilding, branding, shifting, international expansion. That's been my wife and I's world for the last 25 years. Very rarely is someone convinced or have a change of mind or a change of heart or see something a new way because you're badgering them, because you insulted them, because you posted on your Facebook a contrary view to what they have. That is not the way to influence the masses. It's not the way to win an argument. It's not even the way to neutralize an argument. The only way to win and to gain ground is to change your strategy. And that is basically cyber warfare. You have to plant a seed in someone's mind, like the movie Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio. You got to plant an idea the same way you hear a song in the morning and you kind of start singing it. And you may not like a song. If you've ever been in church and they play a worship song, and I remember the first time they ever played that song, How He Loves Us, or that starts out, He is jealous for me and God's jealous. I leaned over my wife, I thought, this is the stupidest song ever. Are they making this up as they go? I literally said that. And it ended up being one of my favorite songs of all time. First time I heard it, I'm like, this is lame. You know, but repetition and hearing something and the song kind of can get stuck in your head and then you start thinking about it. And I can just tell you, rarely are you going to change your wife's mind, your husband's mind, your kid's mind about anything, about picking up their pants off the floor when they leave them around versus hanging up by nagging at them, by insulting them, by criticizing them. But here's how you can have an influence: by just simply having a better idea or a conflicting presence available. Now, tell me in the notes and in comments here below, have you ever posted on Facebook an idea? This is what is happening. This is what everybody should do. And you might have your echo chamber high five you. But have you ever had someone that said, really? Well, I always thought it was this other way, but thank you for clearing that up for me. Now I know it's this way. It just doesn't happen. These tools that I just showed you, some of these 20-minute and 10-minute segments by doctors sharing their experience, by nurses being like, here's what we've done. There's a doctor there that's helped over 8,000 patients this past year without losing one. And he shares his process. Now, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. It's just an idea just to set on the table. Have you ever gone to dinner and you're full and this was great, but then you go to the movies next and for some reason, once you walked into the theater, you're like, gosh, I sure would like some popcorn. Why do you want popcorn? It's not because you're hungry. It's because it's available. I've never been to a theater where there's somebody being like, hey, have you ever tried popcorn? It's amazing. You know, here's a free sample. You just walk in and you're like, your senses take over. And before you know it, you sort of black out and you're in your chair later and there's popcorn crumbs all over. And you're like, you know, what happened? You know, you're in the darkness of the theater and you kind of do the walk of shame out. And you're like, oh, I can't believe I ate 2,000 calories of popcorn after I already finished dinner. Is this being too real or is this just me? They don't have to. They just make it available. They just put it out there and it becomes available. That's what you have to do with good ideas. Okay, and that's what I'm sharing with you. If you want to go to our YouTube channel and take Phil Waldron, you want to take the Clay Clark video, you want to share a 107 video, it's one thing to post it just on your Facebook page or just put it on Twitter, but that's kind of similar to just walking out on the back deck of your house and being like, you know, I'm not even going to, I can't even shout my views because I'll be shut down by the man probably because they have bots that listen to all these. But nobody's going to hear you if you're yelling off your back deck. Maybe one neighbor and he'll be annoyed that he heard you and probably shut their windows. It's not effective. What is effective is maybe sending somebody a text message and being like, wow, this was really interesting. Have you heard this doctor speak before? And just share it with them. And end it with a question. Be like, boy, I didn't know any of this information. Have you ever heard of this guy? And just send it somebody a text. Send it directly to them with somebody that you have relational equity in a way that they would actually watch and look at it. Another way is if somebody is on the fence of like, gosh, I've kind of started waking up to like, man, I don't think what's happening in the world is the same as what I'm being told. But I don't know where to get information. I'll tell you, a phrase we should all eliminate from our vocabulary is mainstream media. You know, we even abbreviate all the time, MSM, mainstream media. We say mainstream media all the time, but you know what? It's not the mainstream media. It's the propaganda media. It's a coastal media, maybe, but it's definitely not the mainstream. It's not what a reflection of the truth. It's a narrative with a predetermined outcome or a goal, the same as somebody that's selling you something on a TV commercial, the same as an attorney that's trying to get you to buy her services or a car dealership that's trying to get you to come in and buy a Toyota. That is what the big corporate media boxes are doing. And people are kind of getting aware of it. They're like, man, I might need to seek out my own medical advice from someone else. I might need to look at other options for what I'm doing with my business, what I'm doing with my investments, what I'm doing with my 401k, what I'm doing, you know, some of these areas, what is being served to you and is readily available is probably no more better for your future than the things they sell you when you go to the grocery store. What are the easiest things to find at the grocery store? Candy bars, donuts. The stuff they put on the end aisle is all bad for you. The stuff that's good for you, you got to go seek out. You got to go to the vitamin section to buy vitamin D and vitamin C and some zinc tablets or something like that. You got to go look for those things. And it's the same way with information. And so when you share information with people, it may not be the thing that's being blasted at them every single moment. And people may not want to be interrupted while they're eating a donut and you're told them, hey, you might want to take a vitamin C tablet as well. Because they're probably enjoying the donut and it's just easy. It's easy to grab a donut and a coffee on your way to work, but it probably doesn't serve your long-term goals. What's easily and readily available is usually not the best thing for you. So these tools that Clay Clark's making available on his Rumble channel for free, putting them in those, he's just doing everything, just giving them to you. And then you just have to take it and share it with your brother-in-law, share it with your cousin, share it with somebody. So being in the room at an event like this weekend, though, is like eye-opening because one, there's so many people in there and they're all so excited that you can't hardly get cell phone reception. So you don't even have access to get your negativity fix. So you might spend 8 or 10 hours without negativity, getting hope and positivity about what's going on. So that event, I was just thinking of people I was there that I wish would have been there as well. So here's what's going to be happening. And we're going to work with Clay to help promote this, to make this as possible for everyone in the 17 states area of the flyover part of the world as humanly possible. And that is more events like what you saw in Tulsa. But instead of a big two and a half day event, he's going to do like half days, you know, and bring in like a General Flynn or a Patrick Byrne or a Mike Lindell and then some other doctors and people around them, a Melissa Tate as well, and some influencers and maybe some politicians in your area that are sharing, hey, here's what I'm really doing. You know, we met a lot of people this weekend that are like, you know what? I've been a farmer. I've been a gym owner all these years, but you know what? I can't sit on the sidelines any longer. I'm getting involved. We met a lot of doctors that are saying, I'm putting my practice on scaled down and I'm going to run for office. I'm going to run for Senate in my area. I'm going to run for the political office because I got to make an impact, got to make a difference. And so all these people, we're going to have events all throughout the country. And we would like to have one where you are. So here's kind of the criteria. We're looking for a church. You might have noticed he gave credit to Jesus Christ right there at the end. If this overlap of people was really our tribe, because we're a little churchier than a lot of people, but not very religious. We really believe in God. We pray all the time expecting something to happen in a moment, but not really religiously about it. You know, so I don't know. We're kind of in a funky world with this. We're sort of in a personal responsibility with your own health and kind of with a little bit of skepticism of you know, government narrative and, you know, all these kind of things. And so the medical world and the freedom people and the spiritual world sort of all came together for this really unique event. That's what's going to be happening all over. So here's the criteria. We need churches that would be willing to host this event, that would be excited to host this event. Not just, yeah, I guess you can have it here. That would be excited to host the event there, like Rhema Bible College was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 2,000 seats minimum. Maybe some churches may say your church runs over 2,000, but maybe it's 600 seats and you have four services or something like that. So 2,000 seats and up that do not enforce a mask policy. A big part of this event is binding and eliminating fear. We started with it, and every single segment did something about eliminating fear. We want to deal with what's real, and we want to acknowledge what's real, but not buy into the just be scared, chewing your nails, being afraid. We want to get rid of all that stuff. So no masks. And people that be okay with like a General Flynn speaking on their premises that are patriotic, that are freedom minded, that would want to have it. So those are kind of the criteria. If you're watching this later, you know, in the notes, those things are all great. We appreciate your feedback there, but to sort through these, we want you to email us at info@flyoverconservatives.com. info@flyoverconservatives.com. We'll put the link down below in the notes of this. And we're not looking for like a lead, like, hey, call Jim and here's his phone number and maybe he would want to. Somebody you've already talked to, a place that would be excited to have an event like what you saw on the screen a moment there ago with Mike Lindell being introduced. That kind of an environment. And, you know, I can tell you, it's a great group of people to have at your church, at your facility. We had to leave for a little bit. We had stepped out and got something to eat. You know, I was kind of laughing on our way back in. I said, you know, it's funny. We left our bags there. I left my iPad and computer and everything. I have a really cool leather bag, you know, with all this stuff in it. And like, we didn't even think for one second that somebody would mess with our stuff because it's that kind of a crowd. And that kind of picks up their trash as they leave. It's a fun group of people to have there at your place. So info@flyoverconservatives.com. We're working hard to connect you with the people that can give you the best information about what's happening, what's coming on. Our world is changing and morphing daily right now. We're going to be having in the next few days, Juan O'Savin's working on a message for you guys specifically. He texted us over the weekend. He said, I'm working on a message for your audience specifically. You know, we kind of have a little bit different audience than most people. Can we blur a lot of these lines? We're going to be having Patrick Byrne in the next few days. Leah Dundas on Thursday. That will be an incredible thing. We want as many things for you as possible. I'm going to be with a group of people in about 2 weeks that are working on election integrity. I'm just going to be a fly on the wall, but I've just been blessed to be in a room of about 25 or 30 people that are discussing how to be effective in electing the correct secretaries of state for each state. We've all seen this last year. Again, it's not Trump doing 80 million things. It's each state. We all know there's a difference between if you're in Michigan and can't buy grass seed during lockdown versus you're in South Dakota or Florida or Texas and you have a lot of freedom and they treat you with dignity as an adult versus locking up healthy people like New York and California. So each state treats their people a little bit differently. We need to look at the people in those leadership positions. I want to show you one last thing here on a screen. This was a key part of mentoring for us as business owners. I trained new employees and people, salespeople. We hit this idea quite a bit. And the actual formula that I just put on a whiteboard, I always put the letter E plus the letter R equals the letter O. So E plus R equals O. I didn't invent this, but I don't know who did. And whoever says they probably did probably forgot where they heard it. But event plus response equals outcome is a very powerful thing. And I want to end this with this idea right here of event plus response equals outcome. I'm not going to unpack it for you completely, but I can just tell you there's events happening to everybody right now. And some of them are good and some of them are bad. Everybody saw the court verdict, you know, yesterday in the Chauvin case. That's an event. How do you respond to it? What's your response? Were you excited? Were you think that's really good? We were all horrified with what happened to George Floyd, and you've seen this unfold over the last year. What's your response to it? I'm not here to tell you what your response should be. And I'm not even really going to share my response. I think that justice was served. But how do you respond? How are you responding in your heart? What are your emotions? That's the part you have control of. That came on live on everybody's TV nationwide. You know, let me give you an example of a event response outcome. Let's say my wife forgot my birthday and didn't even give me a card. This has never happened. I got amazing wife. But let's say she did. Like, it's my birthday. We always celebrate birthdays big here. You get woke up in bed with coffee and we sing and make a big to-do of it. But say she forgot my birthday. That's an event. I'm like, wow, that happened. Stuff happens to everybody. It's so common they made bumper stickers about it. So stuff happens. So the event is she forgot my birthday. That from that moment forward, I have control over that. How do I respond? I can't control if she remembered my birthday or not, but I can control how I respond. I could say, what a terrible wife. Why did she not do this? Why did she not meet my expectation? Why did she not give up? Or I could say, what's going on in her life right now that's so consuming? She forgot my birthday. That's a different response. It's responsive. Like, hey, what's going on with her? There must be something heavy on her mind. She must be really overwhelmed. She must be overbooked. She must, you know, but it changes the focus. Do those two scenarios create different outcomes? Well, one's being a victim. Why'd she forget my birthday? I'm sad. I'm mad. Now she's going to have to figure out why I'm mad. And then when she does, then she'll feel really bad because she forgot my birthday. Is that a really great outcome? Is that an amazing life if you had a lot of days like that? Not really. Or what if it's like, boy, what's going on in her life? How can I adjust? How can I focus? How can I affect her in a positive way? And the outcome of that's going to be different because it's going to draw us closer together. It's going to increase trust. And she's going to feel safer with me knowing like, man, even when I dropped the ball on his birthday, he still has my heart protected. He's still concerned about my heart. You know, you could, two people get pulled over and get a ticket. And you're like, man, why has this happened to me? I hate the police. Why did he give me a ticket? And it's like, that's a bad response. It creates an outcome of tension. It doesn't change the outcome of your ticket. It doesn't happen the same for everybody. I've never received a warning from the police ever. I always get a ticket. I hate affirming that, but just historically so far, every time they've pulled me over, I've got a ticket. My wife has never gotten a ticket. So I can say, that's not fair. You know, whatever. It doesn't change the outcome. But my response, I could be like, man, you know what? I'm going to change how I drive in the future. I'm not going to be going so far over the speed limit. I'm not going to, you know, it's like, I'm going to change my behavior. I'll have a better outcome in the future. So how does this all apply to politics and what's going on in the world and these things right now? Well, I say November the 3rd happened to everyone. I honestly, I get sick to my stomach every time I see Joe Biden speaking. I'm like, ugh, I got to protect my response in that moment, or I derail. I become hopeless. I begin frustrated. I think, oh, what are we going to do? And I start thinking of all the things. Yeah, gas prices are going up, but I think of all the negative outcomes. But here's the deal. That same thing is happening to all of us, but we control our response. The same thing pops on the news screen. I can change a channel. I can go to something else. I can stop and be like, God, you are in control. God, you are aware of all things. God, I know you didn't fall off your throne. I know that you're not chewing your nails. I know that you've got a plan. God, how can I participate in the plan that you have for my country? God, how can I participate in the redemption of, and the saving of the freedoms that we have? How can I participate in the billion soul harvest that's coming out of the United States of America? God, how can I play a role? That's a different response. When I see those things that make me angry, it's got to be a trigger to change my response to a way that's empowering, that's going to make a difference, that's partnering with something bigger than myself when I'm frustrated with something outside myself. Now, does that change the outcome? Does it make it? Let's put it this way. Everything you do in a response affects the outcome. The question is, are you willing to shift your response to positively impact the outcome and allow that to shift your heart into a way that you're participating with what is happening? Have you ever seen a football player get so frustrated, like a defensive back, he gets burned for a touchdown and he loses his mind? He's not even in it. And then they begin to beat him over and over and over and over again because he's still frustrated over that he got beat. The things that are happening to all of us. You choose your response and the quality of your life, the quality of your days, and ultimately the quality of your impact in making a difference will be determined by your response. It'll be determined by your response. And you know what? You have control of your response. I have control over my response. My wife doesn't have control over my response. My kids don't have control of my response. Joe Biden doesn't have control of my response. Donald Trump can't help my response. General Flynn can't help my response. Clay Clark can't help my response. David Whited is the one that's in control of David Whited's response. That's it. That's the only one that can do it. And it's the same for you. That's what we got in common. You guys, thanks for being on here with us. Thanks for being a part of this community. Thanks for being a part of the live events that we have coming up. Give us a note down below. Let us know what you're doing and what's going on. Let us know if you got a church and we can be bringing this thing to your town. You guys, make it a great week.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.